Thank you, Christine. Now we have arrived at our last news slot, a touch of nature with the discovery of a fungus plant new to the new UK, and there are to be hawk and owl displays on Maybank holiday at Grapes Hill Gardens. Then there will be a new bus route between the UEA and the hospital. We'll start with that and then a mixed bag of stories to round off with.
A footpath over the River Yare could be transformed into a bus route under new proposals for the west of the city. The Cross Valley Link would connect the University of East Anglia with the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital on Coney Lane. But it would require an existing footpath and bridge over the River Yare to be adapted for bus use. The aim of the route, which was revealed at the Norfolk Bus Forum, is to enable buses travelling from the city centre to reach the hospital quicker. Jeremy Wiggin, Transport for Norwich manager at Norfolk County Council, said, "It is quite sensitive because it goes across the river and at the moment it's only a walking and cycling route." He said funding for the scheme was an issue and it would require the existing bridge to be strengthened. Dawn Dewar, Transport Coordinator for the UEA, which owns the land, said the route would be around 1.2 kilometres or 0.8 miles long.
It isn't exactly a looker. It is coated in foul-smelling slime and attracts flies. But when Dr. John Alban spotted this fungi, there was an instant attraction, for it turned out to be an Australian invader never seen before on these shores. The species, spotted in Heatherset, is Australian basket fungi. Dr. Alban, Norfolk's former county archivist, said he was out in Heatherset when he saw what he thought was discarded plastic packaging. He said, "I realised that it was soft and might be something more natural. Then I saw more of the structures emerging from gelatinous eggs in the ground." He said his searches on the internet led him to suspect that they might be basket fungi, so he contacted the Norfolk Biodiversity Information Service, the county's biological records centre at County Hall. They passed the inquiry on to Tony Leach, chairman of the Norfolk and Norwich Naturalists Society, who initially thought that they were specimens of the New Zealand basket fungus, which had been found previously in just two places in Britain. Careful examination revealed, however, that they were actually Australian basket fungi, never before recorded in this country. This has been confirmed by experts at the Kew Gardens. Like the stinkhorn fungus, commonly found in British woods, basket fungi emerge coated in foul-smelling slime that attracts flies. The slime contains the fungus's spores, which are dispersed by the flies to new places.
Hawk and owl displays will be on show for the early Maybank holiday weekend from the Grapes Hill Community Garden Group. On Sunday, April the 30th, the free-to-enter nature-themed day will include a host of other activities, including wine tasting or homemade cakes and tea. Wines are supplied by the Greenhouse on Bethel Street, which stocks Norwich's largest collection of organic, vegan and European wines. Grapes Hill Community Garden member and tree sponsor, Tom Luden, who hosts frequent wine tastings in the Greenhouse Cafe, will be offering tasters at his stall, with 10% of the proceeds of any bottle sold going to the community garden. Organiser Sophie Cabot said, "Our aim is to have great fun, but also to try and develop children's self-confidence and build their awareness of society around them." The Grapes Hill Community Garden Group will also have a plant sale, seed swap and an information stall for anyone who's interested in finding out more about this Norwich Community Garden.
A trio of classic films will be screened in a popular Norwich park. The Outdoor Cinema in the Park events are happening on a series of Saturday nights at Catton Park off Oak Street. E.T. the Extraterrestrial is being shown on April the 8th. Gates open at 7 p.m. The 1986 classic Top Gun is being screened on April the 29th. Gates open at 7:30. Forrest Gump, starring Tom Hanks, is being shown on May 20th. Gates open at 8 p.m. Visitors can bring their own blankets and chairs to the cinema screenings. They are not allowed to bring their own food or drink, which will be provided. No dogs are allowed to attend the event.
Filming continues in Norwich for Dwayne Johnson's Fighting With My Family movie. Stephen Merchant and his production crew took over Gentleman's Walk as scenes for the film, about a wrestling star from Norwich, were shot. Sections of street around Norwich's iconic market were cordoned off, but business remained open as usual. Written and directed by Merchant, the film will shine a spotlight on the Knight family of wrestlers and their daughter Paige's unlikely journey to become a WWE champion. The scene shot outside the market involved Paige handing out leaflets for a World Association of Wrestling match run by her father, Ricky Knight. Filming for Fighting With My Family will be taking place at various locations across Norwich, and production is then set to return to Los Angeles.
Crowdfunding support has given a jazz trumpeter who went to school in Norwich the chance to release his debut album. Freddie Gaviter, 31, from Thorpe St Andrew, and his band, the Freddie Gaviter Quartet, will release their first album, called Transient, on Friday, April the 28th. The production costs for the album were entirely funded through the website Kickstarter, where 150 people donated a total sum of £5,429. Freddie was amazed by the support people were willing to give. He said, "It probably wouldn't have happened if they hadn't donated to us." Freddie started learning the trumpet by accident through the Norfolk Music Service while he was a pupil in St William's Primary School. "I wanted to learn trombone, but when the wife of my music teacher came into our assembly, I put myself forward for trumpet by accident," said Freddie. But he stuck with it and credits his music teacher David Amis for being the leading light behind the scores of jazz musicians who hail from Norwich.
A married couple who run a Norwich fishmonger's can still see food and eat it after losing a massive 8 stone between them. John and Shirley Tyrrell from Thorpe St Andrew have run S&J Seafood on Maglin Street for 6 years, and they lost the weight in 8 months after Mr Tyrrell's overall health started to decline. Mr Tyrrell, who struggled to walk up the stairs and who suffered from sore knees, lost 58 inches from all over his body, and his weight plummeted from 20 stone to 14 stone 7 pounds. His wife's weight dropped from 12 stone 5 pounds to 9 stone 7 pounds. The pair joined their local weekly Slimming World Club and put their success down to changing their lifestyles, swapping deep-fried fish for baked, grilled or poached fish, ditching the takeaways and processed food, and cooking from scratch. Mrs. Tyrrell, who started work in the fishmonger trade aged 20, said, "I have so much more energy now. Over the last 20 years, we went on fad diets, but they were quick fixes and not sustainable. We can still have huge portions, though. We're amazed at how much we can eat. My biggest problem before was having a big appetite. I never thought I would stick at the new diet. I really went down to support John, but a year down the line, I'm so pleased I made the move to go there."